You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with some special coverage about Snake in the Grass, Big Brother versus Survivor. Today we are going to be speaking with some legends of the shows that we love. We are going to be speaking with Survivor, Ceree Fields, Stephanie LaGrossa, from Big Brother, Rachel Riley, and the great Janelle Pierzina, as we are going to be breaking down the Snake in the Grass special, Survivor versus Big Brother. If you haven't watched it yet, definitely go check it out. It's available on Peacock. It aired on Monday night, as Snake in the Grass as every week, Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern time. I got a chance to watch the episode early, and I got to speak with a panel of the four women participating on the show. This is a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this interview. We've got video of it up on our YouTube channel over at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. So please enjoy this special presentation of my chat with the panel of the Survivor versus Big Brother Snake in the Grass cast. All right, I am very excited to talk today with the cast of the latest episode of Snake in the Grass, the Survivor versus a Big Brother special. Okay, let's welcome in from Big Brother. Okay, of course, you know them also from The Amazing Race, Janelle and Rachel. How are you?
So good. Thanks for having us, Rob.
The pleasure is mine. So great to see you all here. Of course, the Survivor legend, Ceree Fields, is here. Ceree, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. How you doing?
Very good. Very excited to talk with you. And of course, also from Survivor, the three-time Survivor and the snake, Stephanie Kendrick. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. How are you?
Very good. I thought this was so fun, this episode. And this was wild to see, Stephanie, see you scrambling to try to keep your cover.
Listen, it was not by choice, okay? Mm-hmm. I just tried to deal with the hand I was dealt.
Yes. Okay. Well, you made it very, very fun. So I would just love to know, you know, and the episode is so interesting because we really get to see it so much from Stephanie's perspective. And so it seems like that, okay, that people are getting very suspicious that it's Stephanie. Was that the way it was in, like, when you were all were out there, where that you felt very convinced it was Stephanie after a certain point?
Yeah.
Ceree was me from the first glance. Okay. So
that's so interesting because I feel like in the episode, I feel like that it's sort of like Ceree seems like that a little bit of the holdout that maybe.
They have to edit a little bit.
In the beginning, I thought it was Rachel.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
She did. I haven't seen the episode. So I don't, I just know. I knew it was Stephanie by the time the boat had flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, the end of her journey, I guess.
Ceree, how did you know it was Stephanie so quickly?
You know why? Because I spent a month in Fiji with Stephanie. And when I saw her expression when Bobby told us what the game was, I immediately, you know, first thing I'm going to look to my friend like, wow, somebody's a snake. And she had everything but the tongue and the scales.
So, okay. That's so interesting because, you know, I didn't think about it that, you know, you spent so much time together in Heroes versus Villains when you were traveling together.
Right.
So you two had become close.
Right. So when she looked so weird, and then to add icing to the cake, not just the scales and the tongue look, then she goes like this to Janelle. This is seconds after he said what the game is. She goes, her? And I'm like, wait a minute. I haven't even... Oh, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I remembered something I wanted to say. Rachel knew so much about the game. Like when he was telling us the rules, she knew how to ask all the right questions. So I was like, gosh, she knows a lot about this. Like, how does she know so much? So
that.
I was trying to turn it to Rachel because Janelle was a little like suspicious of her. I mean, Sari like knew it was me from the second, which I knew when they told me, I was like, I'm screwed. Because I saw Sari in the airport. So I knew she was there. We did not talk, but I was like, I should be happy she's here and I'm pissed she's here. She's going to be on to me.
But Stephanie, I loved it that you really went for it. You did not slow down. And really, it's such a great moment when you go and find the clue at the camp and are ripping up the clue and burying it. We get the reveal. I was shocked. Because that, you know, for you to tell the audience, like, hey, I'm the snake. And then everybody is like, hey, where's Stephanie? Why is she all alone? And then to see you have to try to scramble, that it was just so fun. I really appreciated your effort that you put into this.
Well, listen, I figured if I didn't find that clue, they were going to find it. It was going to be about me. So I had to, because I just blew the first challenge as best I could.
Yes.
For them. I mean, it was a hard challenge, actually. That slingshot was difficult, thank God. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. Sari was already on to me. I was just trying to do everything I could.
Okay, so after Stephanie rips up the clue, that it seems like, okay, that people are really starting to ask a lot of questions. Wait, well, hold on, what's going on? And Rachel, you are really, do not want to let this go, okay? You're like, hold on a second, let me go back, let me go, I'm going to go through the swamp. And you tried to literally, like, drain the swamp all night.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, weren't you scared?
You know, well, I had on these snake boots, which is like, I thought I was invincible because I had these snake boots on. But I was not scared because I was like, I was convinced that I heard a splash when I came back. And I was convinced that if I looked hard enough, I would find the clue. And I didn't know what we were looking for. Janelle and Sari had me convinced it was like a little piece of paper. Or something small. And I was just like, but I know Stephanie, like, I know it's out here. I wanted to find it. And especially after how bad I had performed, I was embarrassed of my performance in the first competition. It was awful. So like, I was like, I need to like make up for something. So I thought trying to find the clue would also make the girls say, oh, it's obviously not Rachel. But apparently it did the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm. No, that worked for me.
No,
that
it really
solidified it for me that no one would spend as much time in a swamp unless they were not the snake and really looking for a clue. That solidified you weren't the snake.
Yeah. Okay, because Sari, it seemed like that was making you a little suspicious of Rachel because you said that, okay, well, why is anybody spending all this time in the swamp? Like, Rachel, come in because you're starting to make me think. I didn't think you're the snake, but now you're making me think you're the snake.
Yeah, no, her overzealousness, something because, you know, if you're a gamer, that could be to throw you off. Look how much I'm looking for the clue. But my energy and the talks with Rachel, I was like, yeah, she's not going to be out there. Even though she has those fabulous boots on, she's not going to be out there in that disgustingness that long unless she's looking.
Janelle, it seemed like early on that you felt like that it could be Rachel because you felt like, okay, I know Rachel. I played with Rachel. Rachel's not acting like herself. What were you seeing that made you feel like that maybe it could have been Rachel?
Yeah. So just like Sari and Stephanie's story, Rachel and I also spent a ton of time together sequestered for The Amazing Race and we were eliminated. So I lived with this woman for half a month in Greece.
Right.
I know everything about her. And she was asking me weird questions like, where do you live now? How many kids do you have? Like the most basic thing. So I was like, oh, she's covering something. She's hiding. You know, like, why would you just like openly lie in front of all these people? And then at the challenge, she started to strategize with me. And the only thing I cared about was getting the clue, but I felt like she didn't care about getting the clue. So I was very suspicious because she was like, "Hey, do you think it's Stephanie?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "What? I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Let's get this thing up there. I want to win. Come on." And she was like totally trying to strategize with me. And I'm like, "Oh my God, you've got to be a snake if you don't care to win this challenge." So I really focused on Rachel pretty quickly.
Right. And then the moment when you get the clue and then it's like, okay, we've got 2 minutes left. Rachel, run and go get the clue. And then when Rachel said, I can't find the water. And Janelle's like, the water was that way. What are you doing? Like, it did seem a little sus for Rachel at that moment.
Did.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Rachel was her own worst enemy, you know?
Right. Exactly. Right. That's what I was going to say. I like legitimately couldn't find the beach. I was my own worst enemy in the beginning of this because I was just like so all over the place. I was second guessing everything. And I don't know. I just like was totally doing myself in I even stepped on the slingshot at one point and Janelle was like, are you doing that on purpose?
Yeah. Like Stephanie was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, exactly. Steph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, I maybe would have had a chance if I would have been like really locked in with Janelle on Rachel, but then Janelle talked to Suri. So I was it was over.
Yeah.
If Suri wouldn't have been there, it would have been like, because I would have had, I didn't know Stephanie. I know Rachel and she was acting weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Until Rachel proves me otherwise, I would have to go with Rachel the first day. I would have voted for her day one.
And like, honestly, you know how to be a good liar, even if you know you're lying, you need to like not be nervous about it. And just like, I knew Suri was there. So even like walking up to the beach, I was sick to my stomach and I was just waiting for him to drop the bomb. And I kept saying to myself, act cool. Don't act weird. Yeah. Like try to act, like, don't let Suri know. And I guess I couldn't like even contain it in my face.
I wish I could recreate the look that you had on your face.
That,
because as soon as I looked at you, I'm like, oh, damn, it's
I don't know if I was doing the, it's Janelle. I think I was trying to do Rachel because she was asking, well, I guess it was after that. She knew, like, she asked so many questions. I'm like, I think it's this Rachel girl.
You said that after. But initially, you look right at Janelle like, is it her? And I'm like, oh, Stephanie, great.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was a nervous wreck. Like,
Yeah. Well, Suri, it's such a great moment at the end of the episode when, you know, Bobby is going through all the things that Stephanie did. And then when you just keep like pushing her in the chairs at the end, it's such a fun reveal with the three of you. Suri, congratulations that this is a win here. How exciting is this? You and Janelle, like two of the greatest to ever play and not get the win.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally. It felt really good. I was so proud. I was like, oh my God, I won. And I won with Rachel and Suri. So
exactly. Same exact feeling.
Can we do this again? And can I win something?
Stephanie, did you feel like that you got done dirty by the clues? Because they were very specific about you, where it was very hard for you to even attempt to deny.
I just felt like if Suri wasn't there, I felt like it was really hard because she knew me so well. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it would have been game on. I would have been okay with, it would have been probably tough. They would have seen through it too, because I'm really not a good liar, but I would have had a better chance. And Bobby did say that at the end. I don't know what airs, but he said it was really hard because you guys really did know each other.
Yeah.
And most of the people that on the show don't know each other.
And I don't think they knew how close. And when they cast us, they didn't realize that like I had lived with Rachel in freaking Greece. Mm-hmm. And these two were in Fiji together.
For a month.
Right. For a month.
Right.
Yeah. Well, once you had already been talking about Temple and then it came up in the clue. That was really tough for you to have to
right? And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It could have been a temple that you went to on the Amazing Race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went to a temple once.
It's like every single leg on the Amazing Race.
You know what though, Steph? I have to give you kudos. From what I've seen from the other snakes so far, your attempt to try to keep us from the clues has been the best thus far from what I've seen.
Are
the snake of the century in my book.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Even though I lost.
You did so much though that I feel like that I don't know if you saw the guys when they went, but I thought that Malcolm did like very little. They were exactly. Just the guys had themselves all twisted up in knots that right. He didn't have to do that much.
Much. He didn't do much at all. You did a lot. You tried to stop the slingshot. You stepped on my rope a couple times. Mm-hmm. You flipped me into the ocean.
Yeah, you flipped the boat.
I'm like, they got the key, like they're gonna get back. I gotta do something here. I can't wrestle Rachel. She's gonna beat the crap out of me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that was just such an amazing pull to say, okay, well I have to do something to flip the boat over. Now I mean for poor Suri
exactly. who
was struggling, that my heart went out for you, Suri, but Rachel, the heroics that you demonstrated to swim to the shore, that was incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Rob? It was all I was just had in my mind the whole time. Like, okay, I have to win. This is it. Like, if I don't get this clue, like, I don't know if we're going to win. And I was all focused on that money. I would have swam twice that distance. We got stung by jellyfish. Like, it was crazy. It was like actual, like legit out there. The current was strong. So I was going to do it. We had to win. That was all that was going through my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Stephanie, also just to go back to like how much you were doing, there's a really great scene where, you know, you're crying. You get very emotional about like mm-hmm. that, you know, that it was not like, and I don't know if the other women even know, like just like how hard it was for you to have to commit to this, that you were very upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like halfway through, I was just kind of just like, because there was nothing else I could really say or do. Everything I said, they were like, either I would like mix it up a little bit or it got twisted or I went to the bathroom, but I was over by the bathroom. And then it was like, I couldn't say anything because I was already like the focus of it. Like I was it for them. So I just, it just really got to me. Aww. So it was really hard because I was like playing two games at once, sometimes three, because in the beginning I was keeping it from everybody, the producers, everybody, like nobody knew anything. So
you
I'm like,
just came to me. I would have hugged you and comforted you. I know you're okay, but I still love you.
Then I have like a freaking migraine where I literally lose vision. So I go to my friend, the nurse, and she's like,
Yeah,
sure. You didn't believe her.
Yeah. I see, but you want to carry the clue, right? No.
They stop the challenge. Everything. I'm like, Suri, no, really, I can't see. I can't see my fingers over your peripheral. I can't see anything. She's like, how many times that happened in your life? Mm-hmm. I'm like, only like three. She's like,
I did. I'm sorry.
I'm like, yeah, when I was pregnant, I'm like going through the whole, then the medical comes out, my blood pressure's through the roof. I'm like, well, they're like, wait, okay, I got to take a break. And then like, they're like, was that serious? Afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I had an ocular migraine. I couldn't see. My nerves were shot. I was totally dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. You know, Stephanie, something that I don't think was explained on the show, and I didn't know if you were throwing it or not, was when you had to climb to go up. Were you like, and you were really struggling with the climbing? Was that you throwing it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How easily could you have climbed up there?
Oh, very quickly. Very quickly.
Yeah.
Because we had a big training session on how to clip up and all that, and I had it. Once I had it. Like, Suri kept going, just get up there. I'm like, I'm trying. This is so hard. It's all hard.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, I am the worst actress. So this is, like, really difficult for me.
Yeah. For Janelle, Rachel, and Suri, would any of the three of you have wanted to be the snake?
I am an actress by trade, Rob.
Yeah.
I
did. I thought it was going to be you. I really did, because when you started giggling in the confessional, I was like, oh, wait, hold on. This might, I think it's Suri.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
I
wish if it was me. For this episode, the snake would have won.
You would have got away with it.
I'm such a great actress, Rob. It's not even that I'm a good liar. I'm just an excellent actress.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't know that about me, but you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know, Suri. You just blew your cover for another show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But Janelle, would you have wanted to be the snake?
Absolutely not. I'm not like the best liar. I was like, that would be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be on like that constantly lying for 36 hours.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
That's just not me.
Yeah.
Me too, Janelle. I don't want to be...
Yeah, I would have wanted to do it because I would have wanted to win the $100,000. So I think I would have been horrible too.
Yeah.
I would have
been awesome. God, it'd been excellent. Excellent. Yeah.
Stephanie, what was your reaction when they told you that you were going to be the snake?
So they bring me to this closet and they tell me, they take me on this hour ride. I'm like blindfolded and wearing a mask and everything's covered. And we get there and I'm in this like closet with hand sanitizer and paper towels in some hotel lobby. And they're like, okay. And they tell me, they're like, we're going to tell you the game. I'm like, okay, why? And they're like, okay, because you're the snake. And I'm like, and they're like, so you have any questions? I'm like, well, I don't want to be the snake. And they're like, well, it's too late. We just told you the game. You're the snake. I'm like, okay, well, what if I don't want to be the snake? They're like, well, you have to be. You're here. There's only four of you. We chose you. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to lose because I'm a terrible liar. What if, and I didn't want them to know that I knew that Ceree was there. So I'm like, what if somebody's here that knows me? And they're like, okay, we'll just pretend like you're not sick. And I'm like, I mean, this went on for like an hour and a half and I like was a wreck. I never slept since that night. It was the night before the game started, like 24 hours before.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, this is awful. Then I was practicing in the mirror. Like, I'm not the snake. What are you talking about? You're the snake.
Oh, that's hilarious.
For the Big Brother players, Janelle and Rachel, how did you find the conditions on Snake in the Grass? Because I know for the survivors, this was an upgrade. This was like...
I thought it was, you know, I thought it was going to be way worse than it was. They told us they were going to drop us off in the jungle. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised that, you know, it wasn't just like, you know, make your own shelter, find your own stuff. It was like, everything was set up for you. We even had like a toilet and stuff. I mean, it was glamping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was nice. I loved it. I thought it was great too. I thought it was, I had like this full head to toe mosquito net.
I could not sleep. Ceree snores and I slept next to her.
Excuse me.
Is that true, Stephanie?
People snored too. Yeah, they were all snoring. The whole night I'm like, if this flu floats up, ripped up and buried. Oh my God. Like I was a wreck the whole night. Janelle didn't sleep. I didn't sleep either.
I didn't sleep at all. I was like, oh my God. There was Rachel like was out. Crawled. There was like these like millimeter, this centimeter. Oh, it was horrible. Centipede, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
So there was lots of little centipedes everywhere. I was like, this is so gross.
Right. You, when you went in the swamp, Rachel, you were like, hey guys. And I was like, oh, she found the clue. She's like, there's like a million millipedes over here.
Fuck. So gross.
I was like having a good time doing this. I don't
know. Oh my God. I was like, right,
ready for Survivor.
Challenge. Is she going to get out of the swamp? What the heck? I'm like, is there a challenge coming up? What's the next challenge? Why don't we leave this camp?
Janelle, did you take any offense when Stephanie was trying to point the finger at you at the snake pit?
No, not at all. I mean, I've done so many shows. Everything's a game. You know, we're here to play a game and win. And I always feel like anytime you need to win on a reality show, you got to do what you can to win. So for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question because I was a little bit offended, Rob, because my friend was trying to throw me under the bus. Mm-hmm. Wait, friend, why you keep telling him? Don't trust me. Oh, yeah.
That was a whole thing.
We had a whole
thing. I'm like, well, you're really tame. And I'm like, and you're on to me. I felt like saying.
Well, and Stephanie had like pulled me aside earlier in the night and told me that Ceree was so good at playing games and that it had to be Ceree. And she's telling me this like thing about how Ceree has lied on Survivor.
She told me the same thing too. But I just remember really feeling like I could trust Ceree or whatever for some reason.
We're right.
I mean, it almost worked on me.
I don't remember what I said.
She was having a migraine, okay?
That manipulation, you need to be careful, Janelle. And I was like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said nothing about her, but she looked strange.
Stephanie, if you weren't the snake, do you think that you would have been able to figure out who the snake was?
I would have had a much better shot at that.
Any other fun stories about something that happened when the four of you are together?
Oh, I mean, we just
not that we can say here.
Okay, all right.
Every single moment that we spent in the jungle together was just literally the time of my life. I loved it.
No, it was. Yeah. I had a lot of fun with these ladies.
Well, this was such a fun group. I really enjoyed watching it. Of course, if you didn't catch this and you listen to the interview, be sure to check out Snake in the Grass Monday nights on USA at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And what a pleasure this was, not just to watch you, but to have a chance to talk to, you know, four of the greats from all of these shows that we love. So thank you for making time to come on and talk with me about your experience.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you. Thank you so much. And take care.
You too.
Bye.
Recording stopped.
Okay. I really appreciate that. That was really fun.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, everybody. There you have it. The cast from Snake in the Grass. I hope you enjoyed that one as much as I did. That was so fun to get to go through everything from the episode. We're not done with Snake in the Grass because I am going to get together with Brooklyn Zed, an expert of all things the mole, and then also Chantel Francis. We're going to talk through this episode in a recap that's going to be dropping later on Tuesday. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure you subscribe to Rob as a Podcast. Go to robasawebsite.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.